Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 118, recorded on January 27th, 2013.
I'm Rick Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Without the weird little awkward pause there.
Yes, I was doing that because the recovery from the intro music was,
was
a little pause too. I figured that was the new thing.
Is that the new thing?
End of January 2013 thing?
Yeah, the end of January. Yeah. An end of an era.
Yeah.
But the beginning of Donkey Puncher on the show. Yeah.
What up, Donkey Puncher?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Doing good.
Doing great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, of course.
Excellent.
That's great.
So so we played with Donkey Puncher a few days ago. We played a map. It's on our channel right now. We played the Blaze boss fight.
Yes, and we did not do very well.
Yeah, it was very difficult. It took a very long time.
Did you win it eventually? I haven't watched the video yet.
Yeah, we eventually won.
Okay.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler. Or did we?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
No, they already know. So, yeah, it's not about the ending, it's about the journey. So, Donkey Puncher, you've been doing Minecraft videos for a long time. And in fact, I've seen your videos like a year or more ago, and I didn't realize it was you. So you did the Through the Gate map. Remember that map?
Oh, yeah. That map is awesome.
Yeah. So we recently did it, too. And for some reason, like, it's a really simple map. There's no parkour. There's no puzzles. There's no mobs. There's nothing.
There's puzzles.
Well, mildly. Well, we got stumped on one of the puzzles. Should have been really easy. So I did a quick search, and then your name came up. And I'm like, wait a minute. I saw this, like, a year ago. And we're just now finally getting around to playing it, so... Anyways, that's the story.
It's an awesome map. It is pretty simple, but back then, it was probably a year ago, the visual builds of it are just awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty looking map.
And it's there's something about that a lot of people don't take into consideration ambiance. Like, that's something I liked about Blame's maps, too, is that there was this sense of ambiance, even when he wasn't necessarily using the environment to use them to create a feeling.
Yeah.
And that map did that.
Yeah. There were dragons in it and stuff.
Yes.
And dragons always...
And carts.
Like, emote feelings. They always kind of spark something deep inside.
So...
Like TNT?
Yeah.
No?
So, Mr. Puncher, how did you come up with your name?
It's funny. I think in December when you guys did the Shaft, I think Brent, right before one of the shows started, I don't know who was on the show, but Brent was doing a little intro to the people that are coming up future on the show. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, Wolves 21 is going to be coming in the new year is going to be Wolves 21. And Donkey Puncher is going to be after him. And Eric goes, okay. I was like, oh, man, that felt bad. But no, I understand. You know, it's actually nothing. I used to play Counter-Strike a long, long time ago. And someone was like, hey, call yourself Donkey Puncher. And I was like, okay, and that was it, Donkey Puncher.
You didn't look it up on the internet beforehand?
I don't know if I knew what it meant beforehand, but it just stuck, and it just worked, and it was different and unique, and I thought for Minecraft, too, it's just one of those names, when you look at it, you're just going to kind of remember it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
It's true. Yeah, we don't forget Donkey Punches.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason I gave that answer, you know, or that emotion was because, like, that was kind of a joke we say, like, during our adventure maps and stuff, like, Donkey Punch, Donkey Punch. And for a while, I didn't know, like, what it meant or anything. Like, I just thought it was just, you know, like a donkey with, like, you know, like, what do you call it? Like, punching gloves on or whatever, boxing gloves. And
yeah, kids, so. Don't look it up. Just yes, pretend no, that's exactly not. What it is.
Yeah, we don't want you to get in trouble, and we don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I get that a lot on my channel. What is that? Why would you punch a donkey? From, like 12-year-old kids or whatever. Don't worry about it.
Because they're jerks. So you, how long have you been doing videos?
A little over a year, I believe. Year and a half, maybe.
And what got you into it?
I started, let's see, my wife and I had my daughter, and when I went back to work and she stayed at home, I would sleep in the other room, which is great because I would get a full night of sleep. But I turned on my computer and I just saw an ad, I think, for Minecraft, and I typed it into YouTube, and I saw Paul Soares Jr., of course, his video on how to survive your first night in Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And I just started watching that, and then I got an account, and then I was like, wait a minute, I think I can do this. I can make some videos. And I just started it up doing some horrible videos. If you watch my first videos at the start, I'd make you probably want to throw up. They're so horrible.
Yeah, don't ever watch the first DWP Let's Play. It'll make you cry.
It is very bad.
Is it bad?
Yeah. Skyblock? Yeah,
it's a learning process for sure.
Skyblock. When Eric and I tore up the sky on the block.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That was pretty awesome.
That was some good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to do something kind of unique. I was trying to find something different that no one else did. And I found on Planet Minecraft, I'd find people doing roller coasters or build like minecart roller coasters. And I would kind of review them. And I thought that was kind of different. And it definitely was different. And it was horrible. If you watch my first videos, they're just god-awful horrible.
That's a
so would
idea.
You like ride them and then rate it on like Thrill Factor?
I don't know. I just tried to do something different. It just didn't work. I mean, I just didn't know what to do as a commentator. I didn't know there were maps out there. I didn't know how to put a map in the map section in your folder. It was god awful. It'd make you want to throw up if you saw my first videos.
I really know how you feel because my first effort at making YouTube videos was on my personal channel. I was reviewing, I regularly reviewed different kinds of cholesterol medication. I would take a different kind and then talk about.
Weird. And this is in Minecraft? Like you load up Minecraft and be like, yes, I can't do any blocks today because I'm all messed up on cholesterol meds. That, hey, I don't know. I might watch that.
Sounds better than my video.
Oh, jeez.
So what are you doing now? Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
With Mineshaft or Minecraft?
Yeah.
Mineshaft.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get them to change the name to Mineshaft, but they're not really open to it at this point.
You know, right now, I mean, I do kind of what you guys do, commentary stuff. I play maps. I do seed videos. I guess that's kind of what I'm known for, more of the seed videos.
Have you tried the at Brent Copeland seed yet?
No, I have not.
It doesn't work on the latest release, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. No, I only use my own seeds. There's a lot out there, but I think I have the best seeds out there. Actually, I'm featured every week, almost every week, in Bebop Fox's Minecraft Monday show. He features me every week with my seeds. So.
Well, he features stuff from us, too. I really wouldn't take that as much of a compliment. Standards are obviously
every week,
pretty low.
Though?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Nice. We do not get our seeds to Keith every week.
No.
So how do you find seeds? Do you just have a time allotted for, you know, typing in random words? Or?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't take a lot. A lot of science to do it, but I try to find some good. It's only in the areas that you spawn in are my seeds, so I found some great seeds. Actually, a lot of them. The app, if you guys ever seen the Minecraft app on your iPad or iPhone, I know I have a lot of the top ones on there.
Yeah, we have a couple. Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, it's easy to do. They're easy videos to make. They're short videos, which a lot of people like. They don't like to go in depth and watch these really long videos. It's hard to get a Let's Play out there that people will actually watch.
Yeah.
So do you have like a random word generator that just comes up with really obscure stuff you think nobody else has figured out yet?
You know what? A lot of it is when my 2-year-old's watching like Yo Gabba Gabba or Super Y, something on Nickelodeon, and someone says out a word, and then I'll just type it into the seed generator.
Right? That's a good idea. Like last week, if I remember correctly, on Minecraft Monday, there was Flock.
Flock
was one because it put a one of those Aztec temple things like way up in the tree.
Up of a mountain,
Or up on a mountain, yeah. And what was the other one? Do you remember?
I found so many. I mean, I found them where you spawn in a mushroom biome, where you spawn above a an in portal. He's used about 10 or 11 of my seeds so far.
Yeah.
What's the awesomest word that creates a good seed?
Awesomest word. It's probably the most boring word. I think the last one that I did that did really, really well was, well, I see, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Bebop Vox, and he didn't like the seed where you spawn with 40 pink sheep right away, which is like one of the hard things to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to use that. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's sort of like it's so hard to get a pink sheep, and there's 40 of them right away. I'm like, why don't you want to use that one? That one's a good one for your video, and he didn't want to use it. Oh, and of course, that was Fugly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you just started typing in all the super Y characters? Princess P.
There you go. There you go. Or beer names, you know, matters what time of the day it is.
Yeah. That's cool. Huh. Yeah. I should find more good seeds.
Or just I'll give you some seeds later, Eric.
Yikes.
Something I've been
second.
You got some more sunflower seeds over there?
Yeah.
That's good.
Pumpkin seeds.
So,
Wheat seed. Yeah? You thought I was going to let that one pass.
I was enjoying the delicious. Like wait time there. That was really glorious.
Glorious.
Jeez.
So, what have you been up to this week, Donkey Puncher?
Yeah. I've been at work. I got a new job and working, and I played with you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, that was fun.
What's your new job? Is that too personal?
I wish it was Minecraft, but I don't really want to say. Yeah. It's nothing.
Okay.
So
we played some Minecraft this week.
Yes. We played the Blaze boss fight, which is already up on the channel, and that's that was by Hypixel. He made that like last year or a year ago. Maybe it was 2011. I don't remember. It took us a while to get around
2011, really?
Yeah, way back then.
Wow.
So we just now got around to it. We have a big list.
I have
a giant list of things that we haven't gotten around to. Stuff from like 2011 stuff.
That's why people haven't seen Rebel Rebellion quite yet.
We're going to do cake battle next.
Cake battle, the whole thing. So now, though, our workflow is a lot better. We have servers from MC Pro Hosting, and we have it's really easy just to start a server up, throw the map on there. We all have access to the server stuff now. And it's just, I don't know. Before it was a daunting task, and it was just confusing and weird. And so now it's easy. Anyway, and that's why we're doing a bunch of this like one-off kind of stuff on our channel, such as the Blaze boss fight, and also Through the Gates going to come out soon. Also the Flood that came out last week. And these we call them quickies because, they're over in a night. Like, it's one session. You play it, and it's done, and it's one episode. And I think those tend to be more popular on a lot of people's channels as well because you don't have to get heavily invested in some, like, 50-part series. It's just like, oh, it's just one episode? Cool. You get to see the beginning and end, and you're done. So from here on out, you're going to see a lot of cool stuff on the channel.
How long did that take to edit, though?
Blaze Boss?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I didn't get to it right away because we put a snapshot video out.
Yeah.
So that one, went up in the priority list because it's timely. But I think I spent about maybe 4 or 5 hours on it, maybe. I thought it was going to take a lot longer because we died so much and we recorded over an hour's worth of footage. So I edited it down to 20 minutes. But it wasn't as bad as I thought. If I took every shot of us killing, it would have been a very long video. In fact,
we died a lot.
Yeah, like someone in the comments said that, it's too bad that we weren't playing on the snapshot because we could have had a scoreboard. We could say how many times we actually died and keep track of that, right?
Yeah.
Which would be neat. And if you're confused, we have, the snapshot video explains the scoreboard thing that they introduced. Hey, more about that in the news. I don't know, some other stuff, FTB and all kinds of Minecraft.
Have you been doing much FTB this week?
I think I, not really. I played, I guess the one time with you guys.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, some quarry.
Yeah.
So we built a quarry. So we're masters of the quarry.
Yeah.
And yeah. We're pretty much professionals at quarry building.
I actually, like, after you guys made your quarry, I was like, okay, well, if they can do it, I can do it. Easy.
Isn't he mean?
No.
He
that's
schooled
just,
our quarry.
No, yeah, I did.
But what I did was I went to Chris's world and built a crazy quarry with a huge, like, lava
Chris's
tank.
World. Show off.
Welcome to Chris's world.
Yeah.
This is the world where Chris is.
ding. So I like babysat a couple of quarries there, like, and got all the stuff back to our base, and we have tons of stuff in our. We have no shortage of minerals, metals, anything now. We're
good.
Doing pretty well. In fact, we have more than an entire stack of diamonds right now.
Oh, nice! Maybe we can build our own linking table.
We could
linking.
I feel bad using Chris's.
Why?
All the time.
He's got a book out there. You just teleport over there and use it. It doesn't use up any resources,
does
it?
That's true. No, I guess it doesn't.
We really only need one in a server. So I've been like poking around with other stuff. Like I decided I wanted to automate. Like I wanted to get lava from the Nether because you know I was complaining last week about the whole magma crucible not squeezing out enough juice.
Yeah.
So I decided I wanted. So I went on this like quest for the best way to get lava from the Nether that did not involve minecarts. and I actually came up with a system with a couple of inner chests, and I'm probably going to make a video out of it this week. But yeah,
nice,
lava.
Pulling lava nice. From the Nether in FTB.
Well, in good timing with all this new stuff, I went in and finally redid our inventory system with the barrels, and it was a big pain in the old rump.
Yes.
Learned a lot of things. I'll probably do a video on some of the weird things that happen with pipes if you do them incorrectly or just rely on them to work normally. but we now pretty much have expansion room and room for probably every item in the game.
Yeah.
So anytime anybody gets an item that goes into a chest, we can just make a barrel and put it in there.
Yeah.
So now it's really just figuring out where we want the item in our
storage.
Well,
the other cool thing is like all of the feed, like, okay, we have an ender chest, and if you just throw all your stuff in there, it'll take it out one by one, feed it through the system, put it in the barrel it's supposed to go in, and if there's not a barrel for it, it'll end up in a return box. So, like, you can just take all kinds of stuff and throw it in, and then one thing comes back, and you're like, oh, I need to go make a barrel for that.
Oh, right.
So it, like, even kind of alerts you as to what's not included.
Yeah, right.
You did a really good job. I saw that you used a couple of items I didn't even, like, I don't know what an anima is.
Athema. Yeah. Whoa. Well, I figured there's no reason for, oh, man, I forget. Sorry, whoever showed me, or told me to make it. It's basically a useless item except for it kills Endermen in 2 hits.
Yeah.
So it's this weird like sword thing.
Yeah.
But someone said, hey, you need that for Endermen. And we actually have a way to get to the end on our server. So we need to go down there and get a bunch of Ender Pearls.
Yes. Which, I mean, I've found a use for them now because when I'm doing the quarry stuff, the Nether won't stay in RAM. And so it won't collect lava from the Nether. So I installed a world anchor, and I have to put an ender pearl in it for 12 hours worth of usage.
Oh, wow.
And I put a world anchor in our base, too, so that like if you put a bunch of stuff in the ender chest and you want it to sort it, but you're going to be leaving, you can put an ender pearl in, and it'll keep that chunk loaded and sort all the stuff while you go and do stuff, other stuff.
Why you go play Far Cry 3 or something?
Yes.
And if people have no clue what we're talking about, because this is not regular Minecraft stuff. This is for the Feed the Beast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mod pack. So,
and we use the Dire Wolf
videos and see about that.
Yeah. We do the Dire Wolf 20 pack.
Have you done FTB at all, Donkey Puncher?
No, I have not. I don't understand one word you guys are saying.
Well, you need to come and join us. I was showing Basher around.
I want to get into it. It looks so hard. Like there's so many mods that are in use in the FTB that I don't understand all. I've never used any of them.
But it doesn't matter. Like you start off building like a few things. Like, here's what you do. You know you want to build a jetpack and longfall boots. You know you want that. And you know you want, like
a portal gun.
No, not the portal gun.
I almost want to take that off the server.
Yeah, it kind of is. But like, you know, you want to build like a macerator and a, you know, like to make your minerals last twice as long, you know? So you get a list of like five things and you learn how to make them, and then you learn how to get those things to interact with other stuff that you own.
And all the recipes are in-game. Like, you don't have to actually search for a lot of this stuff. If you know what you want to make, there's a thing where you just type it in,
good.
And it will show exactly what you need. And then you can even click on the items that take more items to make, so you can get it that way. And I just whitelisted you on the server, so you're
welcome
to join.
Yeah, I tried to get on and said, oh, you need to install this or whatever, something. I don't have it on yet, so...
Okay, yeah, yeah. Just go to feed-the-beast.com and download the launcher.
Client. Yeah, Windows or Mac.
And speaking of all this stuff, let's go ahead and talk about all of our sponsors for the show. Of course, our show is sponsored by mcprohosting.com, who runs the Feed the Beast server for us. So if you want to get your own server and you've been wondering how to do that, you can just go to mcprohosting.com and get 15% off your orders with the code SHAFTPODCAST. They've been great to us, so Excellent. We definitely recommend them. We have some,
or you can put in a Donkey Puncher and get 10% off. That's 5% less, but
nice.
So you use them too?
Yeah, I do. They're great. They're really, really great.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we have some individual sponsors this week. Five Jason C, who says,
hey, with this donation, why don't you guys pamper yourselves? Order 10 meals off the McDonald's dollar menu. Happy eating! Thank
that
you.
That doesn't include tax. We can't do that. However, nine items is easier to divide by three.
Yes.
And that is what we did on our last Minecraft convention. So thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, Minecon. What was it, McDoubles?
Yeah,
we lived McDoubles. Off McDoubles for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We introduced Martin to McDoubles.
Poor Martin.
And we have Conclavador, who says,
been listening since episode number 9. Past due to start giving back.
And we appreciate that.
Nice. Yeah.
We've got a couple server sponsorships this week. The first one is The Watershed at mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world and a bunch of YouTube adventures. So be sure to go check them out at mc-thewatershed.net.
And we also have creepercraft.us, who has a 10,000 square block survival world, awesome builds, and now with a second 24/7 skyblock server. Join and you'll become more awesome.
Wow.
So you know how we're awesome? If we could go to Creepercraft, we'll be more awesome.
And we could update our Skyblock and do a new one. 2013, baby. Right there on Creepercraft. .us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So this next one, do you have the note from him? Or
LordBones.com, weekly Minecraft videos this week. Still doing... Boule Field?
Boule.
Boule Field Adventure RPG with quest story and achievements. And Lord Bones, he's actually sponsored for the next 3 weeks. So be sure to go there to lordbones.com and get you Minecraft on. Is that the proper way to say it? We do have one here that we didn't get a message for, so I'm kind of waiting. But just in case this is the only message you wanted...
Moochies! I have no idea what that was.
That was Moochies.
Moochies.
Moochies. Does cow eat cheese?
Moo. Cheese.
And we don't want to forget the people who are also helping us go to PAX. That's AgamemNom616.
Nom.
George Smith, Magnus Nast, Liam Walters, Lisa Cunningham, Toby Jessup, and HG Awesome. And you're all awesome. Thank you all so much. We are going. I guess we can actually talk about this in...
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Yeah, that stuff.
Oh, we're done with that. Okay. So the first thing we do want to talk about is PAX East. We are actually going. We actually got a our panel was accepted. So we're going to be Friday night in the Naga Room, I believe.
Naga Theater.
Which will also be streamed out, I think. So,
nice.
That's good.
If you're going there, be sure to let us know so we can all meet up and hang out and have fun in a personal kind of way.
In a personal kind of way.
And if not, hopefully you'll be able to see it streamed. We are still trying to pay for it because we did. Luckily, that reduces the cost by 3 badges.
Yes.
So, and I actually have, I guess, an extra badge that we had already paid for that we can sell and maybe help a little bit more. But we're still, we paid for our room already, and that set us back quite a bit. We're still looking for gas money and food. So we appreciate everybody giving to that chip in. It's at the bottom of our page on, well, I guess on the Twitch page.
Right,
Twitch.
And I'll provide a link to that in the show notes. If you look in the show notes for this episode, there'll be a link to the chip in there. But we need help, so please feel free to help us get to PAX.
Yeah.
PAX, we do appreciate it.
And that's if my wife doesn't have her baby that week.
And then I'll go.
Because it could happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yep.
Okay, so we what also had a snapshot this week, the 13W04A. It's the latest snapshot. What was in here? We did a video on this, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
So go watch the video. What was in here? Why do we need to talk about this? Just go watch the video.
Not everybody watches our videos for some strange reason beyond explanation.
Yeah.
That's, so anyway, they added in scoreboards, just a bunch of typey-type command stuff for scoring kills, PvP kills.
How many times deaths, you die. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And I'm sure there's other stuff that we'll be able to work with that to score, you know, how many feathers you kill dolphins with.
Yeah. So Seth Bling was so happy with this update with the scoreboard that he asked Dinnerbone to marry him.
What did Dinnerbone say?
Let's see. Did he reply? So this was a tweet here. And
this is where he clicks the tweet and finds out whether there was a reply.
Well, while he's looking at that, he also said that the new system with the bone meal isn't complete yet, that they're still kind of balancing it. But currently it takes 2 bone meal to grow trees and 7 to grow wheat.
Which seems silly to me.
Well, it does each stage.
Well, I know, but the thing is, like, okay, so I'm on a server and I need to advance something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems to me a tree is a lot more useful than one plot of wheat.
Yeah, it's got a lot of wood and
yeah,
it's got more saplings, so you can. I mean,
I think it should do like a whole row of wheat for a stage. So, like, maybe you can do like 10 to 20 or whatever number they come up with.
Square of 9 of them.
There you go, like a 9 square. And it does it a stage, so
yeah,
it still ends up being about 1 wheat per.
Because if you use bone meal on regular ground, it'll take like a 3x3 block and fill it up with grass and flowers.
Yeah. Mm.
So it seems like it should do something. But I mean, even then, like bone meal, I mean, it's not hard to come by, but it's at the same time, like there is a finite amount of it. You're not going to see, you know, like unless you get a skelly spawner around.
Well, yeah, okay, but here, think about this, and this is one thing I'm thinking about, that maybe this is the reason this is changing. With the changes to, not the dispensers, but what's the other one?
Oh, the...
the droppers?
Yeah.
How they make stuff work, maybe now the bone meal works when it drops out of there, and you can work a system where you kill stuff and get the bone meal put in there, and then it automatically upgrades your crops.
Oh, yeah.
So if it becomes like really easy to do that, then
so you
get
a mob
kind of
spawner next to a farm that's taking all the bone meal out and using it to make the food go super fast.
Yeah.
I see where we're going with this. Poor regular players that don't make things like that.
So, and I don't know if that's them. I don't know if that works. I haven't even tried it with the droppers.
Yeah, it does. If you take bone meal and put it in there,
it'll grow it.
Yeah.
So.
Because Bebop did something with it in his snapshot video. I think.
Well, I think it's a dispenser.
Not a dispenser, dropper. Not the dropper.
The dropper just makes.
They just spit it out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So. Yeah.
So also, we were just talking about that. Dispensers have been approved. You can now equip players with armor, activate TNT, use bone meal, use flint and steel. You can take lava buckets and put them in a dispenser and have them empty the lava.
That's like, yeah. Real sweet.
Yeah.
And it doesn't burn up the dispenser.
No. So, I mean, there's like all kinds of cool things. Well, I did it where I put flint and steel in the video and used the flint and steel to light braziers. Mm-hmm. Around a room,
which is very fancy.
It is fancy.
Very fancy.
So I mean, they're really powerful. There's some good stuff coming, and I feel like this goes hand in hand with like what's been going on with people playing FTB. They want to be able to build cool contraptions.
Yeah,
and this helps.
Yep. Automatic portals. Click a button, portal comes on.
Yeah. Also, mobs will no longer treat walking over rails as a valid path movement. Now, I didn't see what you guys were doing in the video. What ended up going on with the rails?
There were rails and there were cows around it, and they were walking on the rails.
Okay.
Yeah, I think in the resting state, they will not be on a rail. They still walk across and on the rail, but they don't stop on a rail. They'll stop on any okay. other side of it. So,
right.
And so we put a ton of cows in there, and they were all kind of doing what they're supposed to be doing, kind of not standing on rails, which is great for us because that's kind of sucks. I mean, you know, freaking cow in the way, move it, you know. So
get out.
Yeah. And also the mobs will now not treat walking over. Wait, no. What? No, that was the last one. Oh yeah, held armor,
like armor in your hand.
Okay, when you're holding armor, it can be equipped by right clicking.
Yeah,
but this is presently extremely buggy.
Although that seems,
I didn't even realize that.
Like, you may actually put it on your feet instead of your chest.
I don't think that's the case.
Oh, I haven't tested this, but I'm sure
pants
it's
on your head. That's neat.
Okay, also, 9 million desktop editions sold.
Yay!
It was announced by Notch and Jeb this week that they hit the 9 million mark, so I'm sure there's a big old party going on there. Notch was so excited, he ended up creating a new word to say how awesome this was. Blossom!
like Mayim Bialik? Blossom?
Blossom.
Old people jokes!
Is that Blossom and Joey Lawrence? Yeah.
Blossom.
I'm sure he really wanted to say pineapples, but Blossom came out. So goodness knows what maybe he'll do when they hit 10 million.
Maybe Blossom is Swedish for pineapples.
I'm pretty sure it is. Across all three platforms, Minecraft has now passed 20 million sales. Do the math, folks.
Yeah. Wow.
Money hats for all.
Yeah. Money hats.
Money hats. Dun, 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 dun.
No, it's Carmina Burana.
La, 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 la. So we also had a battle on multiple fronts with the Minecraft style. On Monday, Captain Sparkles realized that the top re-uploads of his Minecraft style video, which were receiving millions of views since his was taken down, are monetized.
Yes.
But rather than slapping them with a copyright claim right off the bat, Jordan says he first plans to politely ask the offenders to remove the videos before bringing in the big guns. As far as his own battle is concerned, he's mooting the possibility of holding a Kickstarter campaign to raise the legal fees if it all goes to court. In response, Wes Wilson, who often has been a vocal critic of copyright shenanigans in the past, said that Jordan's case is likely a landmark for intellectual copyright law. You can likely find EFF lawyers eager to defend you pro bono. And I've got a better idea for you. Let someone else put it up there since they're not pulling it down from them, and then put your copyright claim on it, and then just get the money from theirs.
Yeah.
We'll be glad to do it for
you. Yeah, we'll host your video, Jordan. We'll be happy to. We would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just put a little dead workers'
party. Isn't that a way kind of around this? Like, okay, if your lawyer's going to do this, let thousands of people put it up and just put your claim on every one because you still get the money from those, right, if you claim it?
I don't. Do you?
Yeah, like if we put up someone's song on our channel and they came in and claimed it and didn't say don't put it down, they go, okay, you can keep it up. But then all of a sudden the song's for sale down there and all the ads, all that money goes to them instead of you.
Oh.
So, you know, use the system for yourself, you know.
That's a good point.
Good, I'll put this on my channel.
Yeah, that Wes Wilson, he's
at least
smart.
Till he asks, because he's going to do it nicely. Wait, no.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Don't go and be putting his stuff up on your channel, folks. Yeah,
but really, Jordan, I don't know if you listen to our show, you know, when you're not on it, but I really talk to the EFF. I mean, that's what these guys are there for. And this is a chance for them to exercise on a pretty significant issue, a way for them to exercise their muscle. This is kind of landmarky stuff if you've got big companies pulling down parity. Look into that.
Do it.
So Jinx and Mojang have a calendar contest to aid Block by Block. That's the Mojang UN initiative to help, what was it, city planning somewhere, Block by Block? Was it in Sweden?
Yeah. But I think other places are kind of picking it up, too. Like, I think, weren't they working on one down in, like, South America or something?
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, basically, Jinx wants to help out, and so they're having a contest so you can submit your artwork to go in a Minecraft calendar. And the theme is, what is the funniest things that have happened to you in Minecraft? And there'll be also be 12 winners that get free vinyl creepers signed by Notch and Jeff, plus $500 in cash, plus a $500 Jinx code.
Nice.
So there's good stuff there. If you have some art,
Wondercraft, if you have some art for the Minecraft calendar,
submit it. And I'll put the link in the show notes. The submissions are due by February 8th at 11:59 PST. So for more information, we'll provide a link to it in the show notes to go over there and check out the Jinx contest for the Mojang calendar.
Mojang.
Mo Yang, mo problems.
Indeed.
Another old joke for you.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
So, also, we do want to do a little unboxing here. Do this on the thing?
Yeah.
So, we got a new sponsor, and that's Loot Crate. And we got our Loot Crate in. I don't know if this is on the YouTube video. Or live.
If you're watching this, not listening. But we'll still talk you through. We'll commentate. So this is lootcrate.com/deadworkers. Gets you the $3 off.
All right, well, use the coupon code DEAD you get there and get $3
off. Okay. And this, of course, is a mystery box sent to you every month. So what's in it this month?
This is the January loot box, Excelsior. And so there's a big message. You can read it when you get yours if you get one. But anyway...
It Marvel
all
stuff
comes in.
Oh, it's a Spider-Man lunchbox.
A Spider-Man lunchbox. It's the main thing. But then you open it.
Oh my God! There's dice.
A whole set of dice.
10-sided dice. No, are they all 10?
It's all of them.
Oh, it's
a full set.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Full set of dice.
Got you some D&D dice.
Nice.
You get
penguins.
Oh, a nice pack of, it looks like buttons and a bunch of stickers. It's a power pack of the 8-bit zombie. Now you're playing with power, and it's like...
Is that a Nintendo Power Glove?
Yeah. But zombie. zombie. And like zombie buttons. It looks like there's 4 or 5, maybe 6 stickers and 2 buttons in there.
That's so cool.
And then, let's see, last but not least, you get Hello Panda, new sports printing biscuits with choco cream. So this is...
It's weird Japanese
candy.
Hello Panda!
So that's really cool.
That is cool.
Where are we going to put the stickers? I want to do something with them.
It's over here. I'm taking this home.
So we're gonna do that once a month. We're gonna open up our loot crate box and tell you what's inside.
Yeah, and so if you want to get your own, go ahead and go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and enter in code DEAD for a $3 off of your own. And so that's like basically $10 or so. It's nice and cheap. Okay, so
it's no longer Leet though.
No longer Leet, it's cheaper than
1337.
Oh yeah.
Now it's
Sorry for
now it's
Leet with an O E.
Or Loot. Is it Louis?
Louis. Dun 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 dun. Where's that bumper?
Oh, do I need to do a bumper or are we gonna talk about Audible?
We could talk about Audible too.
Or I could spit in this here platoon. Or we could talk about Audible. So
if you want to get a free month of Audible, you can on us. If you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, you will get a free 30-day trial of Audible. It'll get you one free credit towards an audiobook. Plus, if you decide to sign up, I think it's, how much was it a month? I can't remember.
$14.95,
and you get one free credit towards an audiobook each month. Plus, each additional book you get is 30% off. And they have over 100,000 titles. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. You will also support the show if you sign up.
Yeah, it's $14.95, and I've been I'm still on the first book of the book I got this month, and it was the last book of the Wheel of Time series.
Yeah,
it's like 50 or 60 hours worth of content, and it was one credit. So basically, for $15, I got a $60 audio book, and it's like they have multiple actors like doing the voices and stuff. I mean, it's like listening to a movie or a play.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I love it.
They do stuff like this. It sounds realistic.
They're not quite as funny as us, I'll have to be honest. Their comedy doesn't quite go that route.
Oh, yeah.
But it does go a little something like this.
Hit it.
He didn't reach for it. What did you do? Vivara whispered. I can feel you there, but sensing your thoughts is harder. Well, that was something at least. Jonas! Lind called across the common room.
Oh, is that in the book? Cool.
Okay, I'm in the middle of that part, so
yeah, you know, so don't ruin it for you. Yeah, yeah.
Don't ruin it for
you. Okay. Let's not spoil that.
Nice.
So yeah, audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, it is.
So we've got some interesting listener contributions here. The first is from Klop. There's no vowels. I don't know how you pronounce that.
K-L-P-K-T.
Yeah. Put vowels in your name, people. They help for pronunciation. Look at Donkey Puncher. He's got lots of them in there.
That's right.
And some numbers.
Yeah. So, hello. I've listened to your show for a while, and I'm currently listening through old episodes. I am on episode 80. And I just wanted to tell you how happy I am with the title box in the excavation station submission form. Several times in the past few months, I have thought of an idea that at first it sounds awesome. And then when I'm about to submit it, I see the title box. And while I'm trying to find a title that works, I realize that it's not a good idea after all. So
they talk themselves out of it.
Yes.
Like, on second thought.
So the form like reduces the amount of idiocy that gets presented to us. From our side, we would not be able to detect that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good thing.
I'm just going to call it stained glass and be good.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another one here from Stick Jiva, who says, I remember hearing in the past episodes that you wanted more pixels for skins, an in-game wardrobe, and an odd number of horizontal pixels to not have an oversized nose. Can you think of more stuff that could make skin making better? I would just like to suggest more depths for the entire skin, just like the helmet. Love the show.
This is actually an excavation station idea. I agree. I think there should be some flexibility. Like, I think you should be able to choose a head type.
Yeah.
You know, they could have, like, you know, 20 or 30 different pixel layouts for a head type.
Yeah. So, like, tall and skinny or fat, just kind of like different ones, right? Right now it's symmetrical, so it's a square. So, yeah, what about just a little bit thinner, a little fatter or something?
Well, but, you know, you could also have the extended ears. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm less concerned with how many pixels are in the rectangular object as I am with the ability add features.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Like, maybe a little beard, maybe a little goatee, you know?
Yeah. Because, like, there's features on Iron Golems and Villagers and...
Yeah.
So everybody's gotten a kind of an upgrade. Even the pig got a nose upgrade, got a nose job at some point.
Yep.
But the regular people are still kind of stuck back in the alpha days.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Dinnerbone?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
What would you like to see, Donkey Puncher? What do you think that some character customization would be good?
Yeah, that'd be, you know, I want this, all these new snapshots, it's all about Redstone, and I know nothing about Redstone at all. Like, I can barely even open up a door with Redstone. but I would love to see, like, new biomes and just maybe some new mobs and stuff like that. But, I mean, there's so much that could just be done with the game. I don't know if Dinnerbone would do anything different with the actual Steve character itself.
Yeah.
I don't know who did the pig nose. But I like the pig nose, actually. But I want to see, a lot bigger, make it bigger. More biomes and things like that. But I do like the Hopper now, and some of Bebop Box is in right now.
Bebop, did you take some aspirin?
Got a little weird. Anyway.
Oh, there's the nose right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I say give us an upgrade, man. Give us little noses. Give us some inset eyes or something. From all the animations I see from Bootstrap and Slam a Cow, and they all give different features for the face. It's kind of a standard now where you can download a Blender kit of models, and they all have that same inset eyes
inset
in the mouth.
Yeah.
So, and people love it. Like, I mean, look at the views on all these videos. They obviously, it's really cool. So, why not give it to us?
Yep.
So, yeah, give it to us.
Give it to us.
So, the next one is from Daniel, and there's also a similar question that came from AKA Zombie. It says, I'm a relatively new listener to the podcast. I'm up to episode 21, and I haven't played that much Minecraft before, but I've decided to start playing Survival. And this is a thanks to you guys as well as the Ogscast. Cheers. And I assume this next part is from AKA Zombie. Same person. Now, one of the main reasons I wanted to get into Minecraft is to play SMP, particularly the Shaftland, since you guys are always raving about it. Problem is, I can't find it. Is the server still running? Sorry if this is old news. I just have no idea.
Anybody in the chat room know if the server's still running?
I think it is, but I'm pretty sure that nobody has been updating the whitelist for a while.
Okay.
We have not been doing the Shaftlands for a while. We've been doing the FTB stuff, and our server is on, 141, I believe. Or something old.
Shaftlands?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on.
Somewhere. Yeah, I think it is old.
And I just have not, like...
I'll get with Toasted Jelly this week and see what's going on with the server and what help we can provide to them. Because we really need to move it off the server it's on anyway. And I think that's kind of one of the problems we've been having, is that we didn't really want to deal with that because we know it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Just because it's huge and...
Chatroom says 132.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. Like, did they even have, like, iron golems back then?
And there's, you know, one thing we could do, we could basically take the server as it is right now, make a backup of it, and then just turn it to the new stuff and have it kind of like a PvP, like, free-for-all, like...
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know. It's tough. It's tough because I don't know what it is, but I know that my, like... height of playing was when we first started the desert map, the alt map.
Yeah.
And, like, I loved doing the Shaftlands back then, and we had a big population doing it. But then once the city got so dense that you had to walk, like, you know, several hundred blocks to get out to some area where you could do anything, and even then it wasn't, you were curious whether you had the right to build there or not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It got, I mean, it was both impressive and it kind of killed my interest in it for some reason, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
And Grand River says the watershed has become the Shaftlands refugee camp.
So if you can't get on the Shaftlands, don't feel bad right now. It has not been being updated. There are still people that are playing, but I don't know the status of what's going on with the Shaftlands. We're in the process of moving it to another server. At some point in time, it just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I'll take blame for that. Blame me.
I want to blame TJ.
No. TJ...
Well, he's not around. It's easier to blame him. He's not around.
Yeah, but I hate blaming people who actually work on it.
Yeah, because we don't.
Yeah,
because honestly, we haven't done anything on that server in so long. I feel bad. Like, and really, I think part of it is it just got too big.
Yeah.
It was just too big. And so, like, that's kind of almost like I would like to just start almost a new one and just be like,
because we have
archive the old one.
Yeah,
start fresh.
I mean, I know a lot of people have done a lot of cool stuff on it, and that's the part that I hate, like,
yeah,
you know, kind of doing away with. But well, I would like to, for people to be able to play in us, like, I would almost like to just say, look, this is, we're going to run the Shaftlands as a free-for-all survival server.
Yeah,
it's not creative, basically you can log in there and you can try to live as long as you want. You don't have to worry about griefing, people setting fires, blah, 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 because we're not monitoring it. It's just there, and I think actually that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Meh.
Yeah. Meh.
We'll go kill people on it, won't we?
Yeah. See? Well, we have the multiverse on, so we would just have a bunch of different worlds.
No, see, that takes mods and stuff. I don't know.
Oh,
does
it?
Deal with mods.
Oh, yeah. Just vanilla. Do whatever you want.
Just, and whatever the new latest snapshot is, that's what it is. It's on the latest and greatest every time.
Yeah.
No?
But,
yeah.
But how do you guys not get griefers on there?
Oh, we would.
Yeah.
It would absolutely have griefers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if
but
it's,
you
if
kill
it's
the
like
griefers.
A, remember like discover.us?
Yeah.
That was so fun. You make a spawn, lock it down, everything else is free-for-all.
That
or
was,
you don't even need a spawn.
That was fun for a finite amount of time, though.
Yeah.
Like, the nihilism of having everything that you built destroyed within, you know, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That wasn't any fun.
It's kind of like Mine Z in that regard.
Yeah.
But you can't build in Mine Z, so I guess it would be different, but...
Yeah.
But now you could build, like, a base with traps, and, like, you're actually, like, defending your thing with real traps that you could build.
That's true. Trap chests, if we use the latest snapshot.
You know, and so I think it'd be interesting, I think. Maybe it's just an interesting experiment we could do.
Yeah.
And the way to get on, go ahead and queue up for it. Leave some reviews on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, I'll do this last one. This one is from Kenan Yay.
I think that's a League of Legends.
Is that a hero or something?
Kenan is a
Oh, okay. Kenan. So this has nothing to do with the show, but what is each of your favorite soft drinks? I guess my favorite is Diet Dr. Pepper. But I really am steered away from Diet Cokes and diet drinks. Sodas, I guess. I drink maybe one or two a week. I'm all about the sweet tea. I like tea.
Sweet tea.
I'm a Coca-Cola man, but my second favorite is Tab.
Or it's diet sweet tea. Yeah, it's like the Splenda tea.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's my fave.
Still making you crazy.
Have you tried the Lipton green tea?
I don't really like green tea.
I like it. It's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
green tea's
weird
good
flavor.
For you, too.
Yeah.
Say, Diet Grapico is probably my favorite soft drink. But then it's just like I pretty much any diet drink. Like usually when I get to work, I drink like 2 cups of coffee and then whatever diet crap's around.
Yeah. What is your favorite soft drink, Mr. Puncher?
Probably Diet Dr. Pepper. Definitely.
Yeah, that's
my morning coffee.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
And it's so bad for you. Oh, it's so bad for you, soda.
Yeah, yeah.
Diet's worse.
By bad, you mean delicious, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, I switched to diet, like, I don't know how many years ago. It has done nothing for me.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
yeah.
Just drink water.
Yeah, just water, yeah, or tea. I mean, tea is actually not bad.
No flavor in water, though.
A lot of, yeah.
Some Crystal Light.
Yeah, because that's so good for you.
It's all got some kind of cancer-causing substance
soda.
In it. Sue me, I don't care. It's all going to give you cancer eventually. Even the water this day, like the crap we drink, like after we used to do a podcast on like health crap and with my brother, and we had some guy on who was like a water nut. I won't say that, but he's he didn't like water like that came out of your faucet. Like it has to be like so refined and like suck out every chemical aspect of the things he was talking about that was in the water that we get from like our city water.
Mm-hmm.
Like basically chlorine or
chlorine,
you know, chloride. Chloride is that?
No, it's chlorine.
Like that stuff is horrible for you. He says that stuff kills you. It's poison. He said he basically says it comes from nuclear waste, and that they found a way to get doctors and dentists to use it, even though it's really just poison.
Oh no, you're talking about fluoride.
Fluoride, yes.
Fluoride.
You can indeed be poisoned by fluoride. However,
and the studies show that it doesn't actually do anything for you.
That's not true.
There's studies that say both sides. Like it's like so. What do you trust? Right? It's all gonna kill you.
It's all
gonna kill you, and I'm not gonna let you talk.
Excavation station.
It's all gonna kill you. You might as well just let loose crickets in your house.
So, on a Minecraft note. First, we have fluoride for the waters. Oh, wait, no, pardon me. Farmable flowers. This was submitted by Red Assassin X2, and this is when you pick a flower, you have a chance of getting a flower seed, and then you can plant it, and the rest is history.
Because you need more flowers, because there's not enough flowers on the ground Minecraft.
Well, bone meal makes flowers.
Yeah, but it doesn't make the kind you can pick. And
really?
The ones you can pick are the ones you need
for dye
to
make pink sheep.
Like I went
everywhere.
Huh?
Everywhere.
Okay, but there's a finite number of them and they don't reproduce. Once you clear your area of red flowers, there are no more. No more red dye.
You just need the right music.
Yeah, you need some mood.
A little Barry White and candles. Your flowers will produce all night long.
You should be able to take a flower, put it in the ground, and if in some time, or if you use bone meal, it should make flowers around it.
Hmm.
Just like every other thing that you can pick. I agree.
Yeah. It also needs the particle effect, because when you use bone meal on a grass, you don't get the particle effect. Boo.
Now, RP Gamer says that I'm wrong, that bone meal makes flowers you can use for dye. I have never noticed that you can pick those.
Wes is wrong.
So Wes is wrong.
Huh? Wes is wrong.
I don't know. I've never seen it. Every time I put it down, I get the decorative flowers. I don't get the color flowers.
You punch them, they just go away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a combination of the two, and you've just gotten
okay.
Real
well,
unlucky.
I'm wrong.
Wes is
wrong. The chat room has universally decided that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
They're all ganging up on you.
Ooh, that was an uncalled for name there.
What's that?
I'm just kidding. I mean, so Donkey Puncher, is there anything that you've always wanted in the game?
Definitely, I don't care about flowers at all.
Or fluoride.
Yeah, no, not at all. I don't know. I like all the changes every week that come. A lot of them I still don't even play with. I feel like I'm still in the alpha days where I just play with the basic things. I make a door, go in my house and do things like that. This new Hopper thing is so complicated, and I like watching Seth Bling to see what they can do with it, or Hypixel, what he does with his maps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I just like the basic Minecraft. It's fun.
Yeah. Nice. So you're happy with
flowers. Maybe blue flowers. How about that? Purple flowers.
Oh, hey, yeah. If you put the bone meal on the ground, it will make multicolored flowers. Like there's like lots of little flowers that end up when you bone meal grass.
But aren't they just yellow and red?
Yeah.
No, not the bone meal.
The pickable ones
are yellow and red.
Oh. Yeah.
He's talking about pickable blue and purple.
Yeah. Pickable blue
Let's
and purple.
Let's get some color in the world, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another one here submitted by LC98 who wants a change to the beacon blocks. They go on to say, I've always liked building lighthouses in Minecraft, but there isn't an actual light for them. I propose it would be a nice option to be able to make the light beam fire out of the side and spin 360 degrees like a real lighthouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That'd
be kind of cool, but I don't know.
That's pretty cool, I suppose.
Seems weird.
You seems weird. So,
how are you going to make it spin?
I see Wes over here playing Minecraft during the show. Are you trying to see what color?
I'm curious, so I'm gonna find it out.
Okay, so he's gonna while he finds out if you can indeed.
So let's talk about this, Eric.
Blue flowers.
So they're proposing that this light beam fire out the side and spin 360 degrees. I mean, isn't that a little kind of?
It's a little. Destructive?
Well, it's not going to like actually do anything, but like that's one thing you need it for. Like, do we need an item that's only needed for a lighthouse?
Oh, I see. Like, well, okay. It could be a beacon or it could be a marker on a map for a mini game or an adventure map. Just like the...
But you are yelling that shoots in the sky.
That's true.
Like, to me, it's like they wanted a lighthouse and so they want this one beam mechanic for a lighthouse. I think it needs more uses.
Hmm.
And putting on top of a fake police car somewhere, I don't think is enough, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, those are the only two things I can really think of. Maybe an ambulance, but I'm stretching
it. That's about the same, vehicle. Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, other than just a light, like an alarm or something, but I mean, Yeah. No.
No, they're good for checkpoints, I think, for maps.
Yeah.
So I think we're all giving this one
like a marker.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, hey. Notch just tore you up, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, he's got tore up.
So Perry Flame wants zombie biomes. Do you want to read this one, Eric?
Sure. I reckon there should be biomes that are the zombie only and are like dungeons, as they would have cool loot. The biomes would be like a dark forest where zombie spawners are, but they would not burn in daylight as it is dark. It would also have the normal creatures that naturally spawn there as well, unless I don't know why else that I'm just like I can't read and some cool programming
that's audibletrial.com.
I'll read it backwards.
I think there was a subliminal message.
And I got a giggle mood all of a sudden halfway through that sentence. I don't know what happened.
Is this really a biome we need?
Zombie only.
I mean, I know everybody's loves cool zombies, but isn't zombies kind of going out the door pretty soon? I mean, everybody will love zombies forever, but
yeah,
it's kind of a trend right now.
Well, I see what he means. Like, there's cool loot, and it's like darker and more creepy. It's like the
Twilight Forest.
Yeah, or it's like almost zombies. like the horror biome or something. You know, where everything is dark and dead and creepy. I like his idea.
I like
new loot
like
drops.
That more. Like, yeah. Not being like zombie specific, but like the dark forest. Like, have a dark forest biome, right?
Yeah.
Spiders coming down out of the trees, and zombies. Yeah. And they could have zombies walking around.
Dress it up,
but maybe
make it look
creepy. Some new mobs in there.
What about some like headstones?
Hobbits stuck in the spider.
What if it
web?
Was like a cemetery? A cemetery biome where it's always night. And it's always creepy, and zombies walk around because they're dead
there's
people.
Like gravestones and stuff.
Yeah,
all
like
yeah.
Gravestones, maybe.
Yeah, or the zombies act different. They run faster or something like that, kind of like Mind Z.
Oh, man, that'd be creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's like a haze that hangs over the ground and sunlight won't get rid of them during the daytime.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't
maybe
go through.
Maybe it's hazy and really creepy. And
so that way it's always like in the shadow.
Right.
So it's still day, but it's like dark there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's kind of cool. Mm. That should be a mod at least. Somebody make that mod. We could try it out and see.
Okay, of my 10 or 15 attempts at bone meal, yes, I have gotten some flowers.
Okay. So you can't pick
any
them.
Flowers.
Like sometimes I don't get any and sometimes I get one. So, yes. Chat room
so
is right.
So do that 1,000 times and give there us a percentage.
Yellow flowers. Hello, flowers.
Yellow flowers. Flourishes.
Flowers.
And you want to read this last one, Donkey Puncher? I don't know if you're following along in the show notes.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Better death animation submitted by Brene.
Brene.
Oh, I see it. I'll read it. I got it right here.
Awesome.
There should be better death animations. For example, if a player drowns, their body should float up to the surface face down. If a fall is too great when the player lands, there should be a player-shaped splat on the ground, etc. Sounds like they're wanting a cutscene or sorts. Oh, that's what you guys are saying. Oh, those are your show notes. I did see a mod that was pretty cool. It was for the last Hypixel map, and I can't remember what it was called. Maybe everyone in the chat will know. It's like dismember. When they you kill a zombie, all their body parts break apart. Like their arms and legs pop off. Does anyone know what that means?
Better amputee.
I think it's an amputee mod, and it actually looked really, really cool.
I remember
I don't
that
know if
one.
I, yeah,
I never. I wanted to do a video using it, but yeah, I installed that and it was really awesome. Oh, dismemberment mod. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah,
and I think you could do this without being grotesque too. Like I think, like, what if instead of a bloody splat, there's a chalk outline? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think there's a way to like. You know, do
it's
this.
Just a rectangle on the ground.
No.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. It doesn't need to be bloody at all.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, I think you could do a chalk outline of a Steve on the ground. I think that would be funny.
Yeah.
You know, I think I think there's things you could do and it would be kind of cool, you know, like.
And dismemberment, I mean, without the blood and stuff, I mean, you know, just arms, legs, you know, falling off. I think that'd be fine.
And maybe if you drown, your face turns blue and you get little X's for eyes and float to the top. I can see it.
And then your brain explodes and floats blood all over the place. Gross. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah. No.
You want more blood, right?
No.
More blood and gore.
No. No.
You see what I did there?
No.
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 Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so intense.
It is. It's really freaking intense.
Like two TPs.
So, our first is a mod. It's called the Trail Mix mod. Modder iChun has put together a demented mod that adds trail mix to the game. And when you eat it yourself and then punch mobs, cartoon-like sound effect balloons appear. Thud, pow, etc. But if you feed it to a pig, it gets rocket-powered flatulence. Darewolf20 actually put together a mod spotlight on this, and it is supposedly much better than this summation here.
Rocket powered flatulence.
So do you think he stole that from you? Do you think you should contact the EFF?
Oh, from Minecraft Universe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one's pretty epic, though. It's very rainbowy and really? Very, yeah, it's a big.
Is it Nyantoots?
And it is coming out. Yeah, you know, it is kind of similar. We should play with this. I think this is definitely looks fun.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Direwolf 20 will put it in his mod pack.
And it's for 1.47, so it's updated and new and stuff. Yeah. So. Awesome.
You want to talk about this next one, Eric?
Oh, yeah. The Life of Diamond. It's Life of a Diamond. Spumwack. Previously, the Minecraft Muse, so he changed his name, created this short and poignant animation about life from the point of a diamond, and it's pretty cool. It's short, very very soothing. But you see the diamond being born and being carried around, and I won't spoil it for you. So go check that out.
So he changed his name from the Minecraft Muse to Spumwack.
Yep.
I mean,
yes.
Is that waiting for the Minecraft bubble to pop? He's like, ooh, I need to change my name to something different from Minecraft.
Yeah, maybe.
Spumwack. It's awesome. Spumwack. It's awesome.
Zero.
Okay, this last one here is a video from Slam a Cow. We watched this, showed it before the show.
Mm-hmm.
The Battle of the Bids. In this excellent, funny video, two villagers go to the extreme lengths to try to secure a much-needed potion. And I won't give anything away, but Dick Clark does die in the end.
No! No!
Great videos. Go check those out. I'll be in the show notes.
Show notes. So, Eric, tell me about some Walking Dead.
I finally started watching The Walking Dead after 2 years. I think it's been out since 2010 or 2011.
So you went to the store and you popped down, what, like $80 for some DVDs?
$80. Yep.
I think they're $160 nowadays.
Had to spend all that gas money and energy, and it was really
and
bad.
And walking stuff. And then finding it and be like, man, they're all out of season one. I'm going to have to go.
And you know what I could have done? I could have just stayed
home.
Pirate
Bay.
No, not that way. I could have just stayed at home and watched it on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
In fact, I think I did. Yeah, that's right. I didn't go and plunk down $80 for the whole season.
So instead of $80, you paid what, like $8 a month? $7.99?
Yeah, $7.99 a month.
That seems like a great deal.
It is a great deal.
Can our listeners get a deal just like that?
You can, only if you have a web browser.
Not true.
And some fingers.
Not true.
You can do it on an iPad.
Yeah, you can do it on an iPad. Android. PS3.
You might need a web browser on your iPad, though.
PS3.
Might need a web browser on that one, too.
I don't.
Might need an app.
They have an app? Do it on a Roku?
Might need fingers. Might need legs.
That's true.
But
no, it's not true.
Don't need legs to watch Netflix.
Oh, God.
So if you go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty, you, too, can be caught up with The Walking Dead. And I finally watched the first two episodes, and they're really good. I knew that it would be good. I just hadn't gotten into it yet. And,
right.
I know it sounds cheesy, but Netflix makes it easy. I mean, seriously. You know, so that's, so I'm enjoying that.
So was the cheesy part you rhyming easy with cheesy?
Wow. Easy peasy. Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Lemon squeezy.
Lemon squeezy, like what a maid uses to clean a room?
Yes.
What does she do before she cleans a room, Wes? Hello?
Lemon squeezy for pillow.
Hey!
Howdy there.
Hello.
Howdy.
So what's up?
You want to pull up a chair?
Housekeeping.
You want to replace Wes this week?
Housekeeping.
So we got a little bit of housekeeping this week. First off, we have, you know, we got POC coming up in, PlayOnCon is coming up in July. And yep. We are actually going to have a film festival at the at PlayOnCon. So if you go to playonfilmfestival.com, you can take your, and there'll be a, I mean, there's an entry fee for your films, but you can take your game video or your full-length feature films and submit them for it for to be in the POC Film Festival.
We should put the rock crawl in that thing.
We should.
Puppy hands, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and of course, they've got some Twitter and Facebook if you want to follow them, but it's put on by the people who do the Horror Quest Film Festival. And so we're going to have all kinds of videos. We've got the POC this year has a 60-seat, like, tiered theater. So, you know, like, you'll actually be sitting in reasonable comfort watching cool. your movies. And since we've got so much space, like, we'll be able to run stuff, like, you know, pretty late at night if you feel like, you know, not doing the party and instead watching videos and films and stuff like that. So go yeah. to POC Film Festival, or pardon me, playonfilmfestival.com. And submit. Now, keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of big Minecrafters there. I'm probably going to have a screening of Minecraft, The Story of Mojang. I talked to Two Player Productions about that a little bit. Good. And then also, I mean, there's going to be a lot of Minecrackers and stuff there. And it should be a good time. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I found this in our cabinet. This is the absolute last diamond that we have. What do y'all think if we have a competition for, this is solely for the contributors to the packs.
Yeah.
For, what did I say, for every $10, you get an entry into a drawing.
Okay.
And then after we go to PAX, we'll give this away at PAX.
Yep.
Okay.
And we'll get some of our other famous YouTubers that we know to sign it as well. We'll put our signatures on there, and anybody that we know at PAX who's willing to sign it, we'll get them to sign it as well.
Oh yeah,
so,
that'd be great.
So give to the PAX chip in. For every $10 you give, you will get one entry into the competition for the diamond.
Yeah,
does that sound cool, y'all?
That does sound good.
I mean, I just brought this on to them, so
yeah,
yeah, I like it.
And I can't believe we're going to give away our last diamond in the studio.
We can make more.
Yeah, yeah. And these
wait,
are custom
that
made.
Like,
that one's got history. That,
yeah, no.
Didn't I beat you in some square pool with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought so.
It's made those out of foam and stuff, paper.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to check out some new video tutorials, I'm putting out some video tutorials on my Nailhead channel. It's youtube.com/nailhead. I just have one up at the moment, but I'm working on a lot more. And the first one is how to properly mix music with dialogue, with, you know, voice. And you'd think it's a simple thing. Maybe you already know how to do it. Maybe you don't. But I don't use volume. I'm using compression and equalizer. So I can show you how to make it sound real pretty.
Nice.
It was a good video.
And we did have a question in the chat room about the diamond. Yes, if you had already donated, those count.
Yes.
So for every $10 you've donated in already, that will count towards this.
Nice. Awesome.
What else?
You got anything to say? Anything on the horizon for you, Donkey Puncher?
No, just making my general videos on my YouTube channel. That's about it. I'm not going to PAX. Really disappointed.
No.
Where's PAX at? I don't even know where that's
Boston.
At.
Boston.
Oh, wow. If you guys make enough money, you can send me out there, too.
So not to get too personal, but where do you live about?
I'm in California.
Oh, okay.
That's quite
wow.
a way. So you can go to you can go to, like, the real PAX.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
We just get the Eastern one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we get Dragon Con. It's like so close.
Yeah. But they get Comic Con over there, which is even bigger.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. San Diego. It's great out there.
Pretty much everything that we have here, it's better over there.
Yeah.
And like five times more of it.
Yeah. And five times as expensive.
We have more tornadoes than you
Unless
guys.
You live there.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a tornado yet.
But they have earthquakes.
Yeah, big earthquakes.
We haven't had an earthquake in a long time.
That's true. I want an earthquake. Dang it.
We had an earthquake just last year.
Oh, yeah, but it was crappy. It's like me shaking the table a little bit.
Yeah, but come on. It's an earthquake in Alabama. Come on.
It's like when the maid comes in here to put mints on her pillow, she shakes around a little bit. Earthquake.
Is that where she puts her mints for you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, mine end up in a totally different place.
Yeah. She's actually kind of mean. I don't know why anybody likes her.
Jeez.
I mean,
you know, she's still standing here. She can hear everything.
No.
That's okay. She can hear it.
Yeah.
So yeah, go to deadworkers.com. Go to that's weird. We just got a entry into the contest.
Yay!
So, Donkey Puncher, before you go, let's tell everybody where they can find you.
Donkey Puncher 1976 for YouTube. Just search it up. I got enough videos out there, a ton.
Okay, and we will put it in the show notes.
Awesome.
And also Twitter, Donkey Puncher 76.
1976.
Is it?
Oh, on Twitter?
Close enough. Yeah, close enough.
Okay, 1976. The same year I was born. We're two months away.
We're 2 months apart.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You know what? I have two Twitters. It is 76. Go to that one.
Oh, okay.
Aha, uh-huh, the shaft is right again.
Again, for the first time.
Because we're known for our factual accuracy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get out there.
Absolutely not.
Bone meal that grass. Get you some orange and blue flowers, I guess.
That's the FTB stuff.
Yeah.
That's what was messing
the
me
FTB
up.
Talking.
Yeah. I got confused by the FTB flowers when you bone meal the ground.
When he boned you on the ground.
Bone mealed the ground.
Oh. I thought you were talking about Eric boning you on the ground.
No, whoa.
No, I don't talk about that before 12 drinks.
Oh, but after 12 drinks, you'll talk about, Eric, when is the song going to end? Bone you on the ground. Thought maybe we could end it with...
That would have been perfect.
Something like that. Like, I don't know, boning you on the ground?
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. The shaft that likes to say yes.